KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, the Audubon Wheelers will face the Don Bosco Dons for the eight-player state football championship this morning at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. The Wheelers came out with a strong performance in their first trip to the Dome since 1977 last week with a semifinal win over Remsen St. Mary's 39-28. Now the Wheelers get a shot at their first state championship this week against another strong opponent. Don Bosco rolled to a 50-6 win over Turkey Valley in the semifinals last week. Audubon head coach Sean Burks was really proud of the way his team played in the semis.
I was impressed with our run game. The three guys up front, the three seniors on the line, did an outstanding job all day long. And then a lot of the skill guys, you know, we didn't throw the ball a lot, so they're required to block a little bit more. You know, when Caden wasn't running, he was blocking for Skyler. You know, when Ethan wasn't catching the ball or running the ball, he was blocking for one of those guys. You know, Joel, Marcus, Jackson, Braden, out on the edge. You know, he takes critical blocks, especially to spring long runs. And I thought as a team, they bought in, they blocked well. You know, we have a really selfless bunch, and you need to be. Football is a very selfless sport. If you're selfish, it'll show in a hurry, and you'll crumble. So to get this far, it shows how much the team means to this group of guys.
The Dons have rolled through their schedule. The closest game of the season for them came in a 39-point quarterfinal round win over Easton Valley. The Dons have been on this stage many times before as well, notching state championships in 2013, 2016, and 2017. Coach Burke said they have a lot of respect for the Don Bosco program.
There's not a lot of weaknesses on this team, but I think the one primary strength is just how darn athletic they are. They're fast, they're physical. They diagnose and they fly. Their team speed, they tackle well, they're strong. You know, there's a lot of state wrestlers on that bunch. There's multi-sport athletes on that team. You can just tell they're good athletes.
Well, Don Bosco is led on offense by junior quarterback Cale Frost and senior running back Thomas Even. Frost has thrown for 1,269 yards and 30 touchdowns with just one interception and has also run for 1,147 yards and 19 more scores. Even is pushing up on a 2,000-yard rushing season with 1,940 yards and 25 touchdowns so far this year. Coach Burke said the Wheelers will need to be tough up the middle to slow down the Dons' attack.
Well, yeah, obviously they want to run it downhill at you as much as they can. They're not looking to get too elaborate with formations and motions and things like that. They're going to run their base stuff, and they have various formations, but they're just really good at running that. You know, if you don't stop their inside lead, they're going to run it and run it and run it.
Audubon counters with a number of offensive weapons. Senior quarterback Scotter Schultes has rushed for 1,789 yards and 28 touchdowns, while also passing for 678 yards and 10 more scores. Gavin Smith has been strong in the passing game as well, with 834 yards and 14 touchdowns through the air as the change of pace QB. Caden Smith has been a strong weapon out of the backfield with 637 yards rushing and 11 touchdowns to go along with 361 yards receiving and 7 more scores. Coach Burke said they'll need to be ready to attack in multiple ways and to take care of the football to have success in this one.
Football, you know, especially offensive coordinator side, is a lot about taking what's given to you. And our guys are really good about seeing things on the field and knowing where they need to go. You know, it might be designed to go in the five hole, but if they're in the five spot, then you got to run it to the three or the seven. You know, it might be designed to go strong side, but if we get a wash, it might be a cut back to the weak side.
Well, the Wheelers and the Dons are set for a 10 o'clock kickoff this morning at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. Chris Parks and CAM head coach Joe Woolham, whose team faced the Wheelers twice this year. We'll have a call this morning on KJAN. Our pregame gets underway at 9 o'clock. If you can't be there for the game, join us right here on the radio at AM 1220, FM 101.1, and online as well at KJAN.com. Iowa's seniors hope their final game in Kinnick Stadium on Saturday ends with a victory when they host Illinois. Offensive lineman Levi Paulson says it will be an emotional day for him.
You can't really understand what leaving the jersey in a better place is, you know. But as myself, Levi Paulson, number 66, I've owned that jersey for 4 or 5 years now. And at the end of the day, you just hope that once everything is all said and done, once our season's over, the next person to take the reins of number 66 does exactly what they're supposed to do, and that's leaving in a better place.
Quarterback Nate Stanley says the key will be to focus on the outcome.
You know, I think it's just going to be something that's going to, you know, live in the moment. You know, and then once that, you know, celebration is over, just, you know, refocus back in on the game and know that to, to make it really special, you know, we have to go out and win. So, you know, just do everything I can to help the team.
We'll have that game for you Saturday morning here on the radio. 9 o'clock pregame. It's an 11 o'clock kickoff at Kinnick Stadium. A senior class that has helped turn Iowa State into a consistent winner will play its final game in Jack Trice Stadium Saturday as the Cyclones host Kansas. Linebacker Marcel Spears is part of a class that endured a coaching change shortly after getting to campus.
Iowa State's been here through my good, my bad, everything, and they've taught me so much. They've grown me as a man, so Iowa State, you know, it means everything to me.
Spears says a winning attitude has been installed in the program.
We fight to the end, and that's what it is. You know, no matter the outcome, we stick together. You know, win, loss, we're a team, we're a family. You lose, and then what, you stop, you give up? No, we put too much into this to give up.
That Iowa State-Kansas game also an 11 o'clock kickoff Saturday morning. In basketball, the Iowa Hawkeye men's team plays host to North Florida tonight. The Hawkeyes are 2-1, while North Florida is 4-1, and they made 21 three-pointers in their last game.
Very good team, veteran club, four senior starters, you know, probably the top team in that league preseason. Really good point guard, they got multiple shooters. You know, I think they made 21, but they shot 47. That's a big number. So they're going to shoot a lot of threes.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who would like to see sophomore Joe Wieskamp get it going offensively. Wieskamp is averaging just over 10 points a game and is just 3 of 11 from three-point range.
Teams are covering him closely, as you can imagine. But he's a guy that gives it up easy. You know, if somebody's open, he feeds the post. If somebody's open on a one-dribble kick, he does that. I'm okay with him shooting 15 or 20 shots if he wants to.
We'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio. That's a 5 o'clock pregame, 6 o'clock tip time from Carver Hawkeye Arena. Also last night, Northern Iowa picked up a win, 88-66 over Cornell College. Trey Burhouse stayed hot with 20 points. James Betts added 16. A.J. Green had 15 for the Panthers. Spencer Haldeman also an 11-point game last night as UNI goes to 6-0 in the season. In other top 25 men's college hoops, number 2 Louisville beat South Carolina upstate 76-50. Number 5 North Carolina over Elon 75-61. 16th-ranked Memphis beats Arkansas Little Rock 68-58. Number 20 Tennessee over Alabama State 76-41. Kathleen Doyle scored 21 points in the Iowa Hawkeye women. He raced a 13-point deficit to edge Princeton 77-75 in overtime last night in Iowa City.
This was a really good win. You know, Princeton is a really good team, and we get down 6 points in overtime with 2 minutes left. It takes so much grit and so much focus and determination to come back from all of those things, including being down 13 in the second quarter. For us to do all those things, I am really proud of this team.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Hawkeyes are 3-1. They'll head to the Puerto Rico Classic next week. Well, the NCAA has cleared Memphis freshman basketball player James Wiseman to return to the basketball court on January 12th, but he'll have to donate $11,500 to the charity of his choice to regain his eligibility. The NCAA had ruled that Wiseman was likely ineligible due to $11,500 coach Penny Hardaway gave the center's family for moving expenses from Nashville to Memphis in the summer of 2017. He played in the Tigers' first three games and will now sit out 12 under the NCAA's decision. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye wrestling team is ranked number 2 in the latest NWCA wrestling coaches poll. Top-ranked Penn State has 13 of the 14 first-place votes, and they're number 1. Iowa got the other first-place vote and is at number 2. Nebraska is up 2 spots to number 3, while Iowa State is up a spot to number 11. Northern Iowa is at 17 this week. Also, Wisconsin's tied for 4th. Ohio State is 6th. Oklahoma State is tied for 7th place. Minnesota's tied for 12th. Northwestern is at 16. Michigan at 21. And Purdue at number 25. Well, 7-time NASCAR champion Jimmy Johnson says 2020 will be his final season of full-time racing. The winningest driver of his era will have a 19th season in the number 48 Chevrolet and once again chase a record 8th championship. Johnson has 83 career victories, tied with Cale Yarborough for 6th all-time. His 7 titles are tied with Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt for the most in the Cup Series. The 44-year-old Johnson has been in a 2-year slump and last won a race in 2017, 1 year after his 7th Cup title. And the Atlantic City Council kicked off their meeting last night, recognizing the achievements of the Atlantic High School swim team. Members of the team, including senior Anna Lowry, freshman Alexis Reynolds, senior Claire Christensen, junior Deja Sorensen, and sophomore Asa Bruckner, represented the team. Coach Dean Junker couldn't make it to the meeting because he was with the Flying Shark swim team, but Lowry read a statement from him during the meeting last night.
One of the major things he wanted me to say was thank you for inviting us here and recognizing us. We went to state in 6 out of the 11 events, including 4 different individuals, and both of our freestyle relays made it. We have a total of 10 on the team, and that we've been working hard all summer, and he was really happy with how the season ended, and that we all swam faster at state, and that he was quite proud.
Lowry said the team scored points in 4 out of the 6 events, and most of the schools that beat Atlantic's team were Class 4A or 5A schools. That state meet was held at the Marshalltown YMCA. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.